USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, you're being a wise guy with me a little bit, and I understand that's your job.
President Biden's comments to NBC News when asked about inflation, as far as when the president believes you'll be paying less for household items and things at the grocery store and gas.
According to Nobel laureates, 14 of them that contacted me and a number of corporate leaders, it ought to be able to start to taper off as we go through this year.
Consumer sentiment is seeing a sharp decline. The University of Michigan's early reading for this month fell more than 8% from January, its lowest level in a decade. The survey noting the stunning decline reflects less confidence in the government's economic policies, with nearly half of all consumers expecting less income this year. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans are set to spend a near-record amount on Valentine's Day. The National Retail Federation saying the nation is expected to spend nearly $24 billion, just shy of 2020's record $27.4 billion. The group estimates shoppers will spend an average of just over $175 per person on gifts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. The most decorated Olympic snowboarder has a final Winter Games run.
After a fourth-place finish in his final Olympic halfpipe competition, Sean White reflects as his Olympic career comes to an end.
A lot of emotions hitting me right now. Just the cheer of the crowd and some kind words from my fellow competitors at the bottom, and I'm so happy.
After five Olympics and three Olympic gold medals, congratulations, Sean White. You've inspired a lot of kids in our country. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Ukraine is on the front burner as President Biden is hosting a virtual meeting with top allies. The president discussing the crisis with the leaders of Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Poland, NATO, and the EU. Biden has urged American citizens in Ukraine to leave the country immediately as the threat of a Russian invasion grows. Regarding what's happening now versus what happened in World War II and Western leaders trying to figure out how to avoid conflict now and the lessons we've learned from the past, Anti-Corruption Action Center co-founder and executive director Daria Kalinuk tells MSNBC some things have been learned, but others not so much.
Well, not exactly. Some of them do, but some leaders from some countries, they didn't. We have seen how different is the approach of the United States, of the United Kingdom, and of Germany and France. So Germany and France are still, they are not providing weapons supplies to Ukraine, and they are trying to have business with Russia to find the diplomatic solution. But Vladimir Putin showed that he is not interested in diplomatic solution.
Americans continuing to feel the pain at the pump. That's because gas prices are up nearly 20 cents from this time a month ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.